Business organizations like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce say the number of civil lawsuits has tripled since 1960. Right now, the cases are often heard in state courts, but state laws can vary widely. The so-called Class Action Fairness Bill would establish national standards for class action suits. Cases where damages exceed $2 million would be heard in federal court. WMC's Director of Human Resources Policy is John Metcalf. He says plaintiffs' lawyers routinely shop their cases around until they find a court that'll be more likely to rule in their favor. Metcalf says having class action suits heard in federal court would do away with the uncertainty businesses face when they're being sued.
You just don't know where or when, you know, you're going to get sued, and if you can at least have it in a federal court system where the rules are, you know, consistent and I guess somewhat predictable, and at least it reduces that side of the litigation, and I think it, you know, can result in more certainty. It's, you know, easier to settle cases. And
the legislation also takes aim at what are known as coupon cases. That's when people enrolled in the class get rebates or small cash awards while the lawyers walk away with millions. The president of the Wisconsin Academy of Trial Lawyers is Lynn Loffenberg. He says coupon cases aren't the real impetus behind the proposal.
If it were really about those issues, then the legislation would be tailored to meet those issues. It's a generic, across-the-board limitation on rights of parties to pursue, as a group, claims against people like Enron, Firestone, pharmaceutical companies.
Loffenberg says the legislation is about corporate privilege. He says federal courts are already backlogged, and giving them jurisdiction in class action suits would only result in long delays that work in corporations' favor and against plaintiffs who've been legitimately harmed. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.